Good afternoon. Yes, it's a windy, and I mean seriously windy afternoon. We'll see whether or not this thing actually works now. I put it back together again. I took it all apart, got all pieces. And I think what was happening was that the foam that I have wrapped around it, that I have the microphone clipped to my either my hat or my lapel, and I think the rubber band was too tight. It was binding the microphone, so it wasn't recording. Because the plug was certainly solid. 17.8 on the first mile. Not bad. But this morning was not going to work because of all the chores and stuff that I have to do on Monday between therapy and groceries and kid drops and all the rest. So it didn't work out. And when I got back from all of that, the wind was blowing much harder than it is now. And it was picking up sand from the road and blowing small rocks along. So, yeah, it was... No, I wasn't going to walk in that. But every time I went, I thought, well, I'll wait an hour and the wind will come down. I'll wait an hour and the wind will come down. I waited an hour and not only did the wind come down, but I got a couple of chores I had to do. My wife stayed home from work today. She's sick again today. So that adds just that little extra amount of work that I need to do over the course of the day to take care of her. And it's not a great deal, but it's, you know, it's one more thing that has to happen. So, yeah, I thought, no, this isn't going to work. I'm looking ahead at the afternoon. I got to do the early pickup. I've got to fix dinner. I got to do all this other stuff. And then about 45 minutes ago, my daughter called and said, yeah, okay, it's going to be 6 o'clock before you have to come get me. And I guess it was longer than that. I guess it was closer to an hour and a half ago. It's going to be 6 o'clock before you have to come get me. But then we've got to do some errands because I need to go over to the thrift store because I need some costume pieces. And yeah. So basically everything that I thought I was going to have to do between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock went away. And Tara Lee's comment about maybe we should start thinking about calling it talking on my weekly walk. Yeah, the problem is that if I don't walk, my arthritis gets ahead of me. And I've learned that the hard way a couple of times on these long breaks. And my back is already starting to stiffen up again. So, yeah, not only for my mental health, not only for the sake of the podcast, but because my physical well-being really depends on me getting out here and pounding the pavement for 40 minutes or so. Every day works best. Every day works best. So when the time slot opened up, even though I'd already done a post that said I'm not going to walk today, I said, well, I can change my mind. So here I am. I'm out. I'm walking. And it is windy. God, it is windy. Every once in a while, I get a little piece of sand blown up against my ear. It's like riding a motorcycle, except there are no bugs in my teeth. And right now the wind's at my back, so it's not too bad. But when I was walking along 34, that was pretty ugly. That was really ugly. Full piece of sand. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that's the weekend was horrible. Today's Monday. Saturday was a lovely day. Saturday was a lovely day. And I got up and I started digging around in the garden. I started scratching around. And I realized that I'd not quite overdone, but pretty close to it. And so I called gardening my exercise for the day. I should have talked while I was gardening. I could have talked about my garden. I could have taken some pictures. I might have cut out a video or something. But anyway, I didn't. Oh, hangout-a-thon. CosmoQuest.org. Citizen science. It's affiliated with NASA. I don't know if you can see. I'm not exactly sure what the affiliation is since NASA has now cut off all their funding for all outreach and education because of the federal cuts, the sequester cuts that everybody seems to have forgotten about. But Cosmo Quest hasn't had their funding restored, so they're still limping along on a wing and a prayer, trying to raise money for supporting citizen science. And they had a hangout-a-thon, 36 hours nonstop of hangouts over the weekend. It was spectacular. It was wonderful. I was on Saturday night talking about education and games with Chris Miller and Aaron Moore. It was a great deal of fun, and it was fun to talk about how the application of games engages students. And it doesn't really matter how old a student, because a game will engage anyone of any age. It's the nature of the game. If it's a good game, one of the problems, of course, is that most educational games are being created by educators, and they are very much focused on content and not on gameplay. So while the content is there, the games are boring, and nobody wants to play them. So yeah, that's one of the things. It just happens. So yeah, we talked about that. So if you're of a mind to toss a few bucks in the till, go over to cosmoquest.org. There's a donate button there, and tell them Nate sent you. And I'd appreciate it. I've got a bunch of things that's going on right now with them. I'm gonna see about donating a story or two to an anthology that they can actually sell on Amazon. I thought the free Wi-Fi on Mars was being managed by Amazon, but it's a comic book and it doesn't translate well into ebook, and that's a problem. So what I want to do is see if we can't do something with either a short story or a novella, something that Cosmo Quest can have to be a source of revenue. It won't be very much, but you know, $5 a month is better than nothing, which is what they're getting right now. So we'll see how this works out. It's just in the very earliest stages. I'm gonna go back and talk to Pam Gay and Chris Miller and a couple other people and see what we can do, see if that's even feasible. But yeah, it should be fun. Oh, which brings up the topic of writing. Guess who's been writing? Yeah, I have. It's been wonderful. It's been glorious. I've reached that point, and I mentioned this the other day in one of the recordings that didn't record. I've reached that point where not writing has started to be painful. It's starting to be itchy. I need to get some of these ideas down because they're bothering me, and I need to get them out, which is wonderful. That's where I need to be. So yeah, it's quite thrilling. It's quite exciting. I got a new keyboard. I love it. One of the guys on the Writers Discussion Group, Jefferson Smith, was talking about he swapped over to a mechanical keyboard. And you know, it's like gaming, mechanical keyboard, yeah, Cherry switches, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, I went back, it got me thinking, which is always dangerous, but I thought back to one of the keyboards that I always loved. It came with an old computer, but it had a click. The keycaps had a click. When they went to rubber dome switches, they went to these sort of silent switches that maybe clickety clickety clickety, but they don't have a good clack to them. They don't register. I remember this keyboard, and I loved it, but it got filled with too much coffee too many times. Back when I still had cream and sugar in my coffee, or milk and sugar in my coffee, and yeah, that'll gum up switches pretty badly. So I haven't had it for a long time, and so. Because of Cosmo Quest, because of the Gypsy in the Attic interview that I did with scribe Lauren Harris, it became clear to me that I had a problem with my webcam, particularly if we're going to be start doing more of these video hangouts. So I went over and got a new webcam. While I was there, I was looking at mechanical keyboards, and it was sweet. It was lovely. It was exactly what I remembered as being the feel that I wanted. And it has a backlit key, so when I'm typing away in the dark, I don't. It's sometimes a problem for me to find the right keys in the dark. In part because I have a black keyboard on a black desk, and I've worn the paint off most of the keys. And not only that, I've worn the nubs off the F and the J key, where there's a little nub or a little cup that helps you find the home row. Yeah, I've worn those off. Monk post. So, yeah, I've had this keyboard a long time. And then trading it up was something that was one of those things that was like, this is kind of a splurge, but I'm going for it. So I got a really nice Logitech mechanical keyboard, and I've been banging away on it. It's wonderful. I've been typing and typing and typing and typing. And it's great. I love it. It clackety, 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 clack. The space bar has a good thunk to it. So you hit the space bar and you know you hit the space bar. You hit the key and you know you hit the key. And it's lovely. It's lovely. It's spectacular. So, yeah, I've been writing. I've been sort of doodling about with an origin story for the second series. And I figure if I can get this in without, you know, spending 3 months doing it, it'll be a nice little thing to toss over the fence. I've got an editor who's looking for work. And I still have South Coast, and I've got to get the changes incorporated into South Coast and then get that formatted for ebook and for paper. I'm going to do both at the same time. It'll take longer to get it out, but it'll be over because I've already got it in audio. So once I get it out in ebook and paper, it'll be done. Oh, and Full Share should be available now. I pushed the button the other day. I looked through the paperbacks and they look good. There's still typos in it, of course, but you can't prove that there are no typos. You can only prove that you haven't found one yet. And you do that by finding one. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that there are. I got some other typos back from some of the rework that I've done. Although there's been surprisingly little, for which I am gratified. So, yeah, that's how that goes. But if I get South Coast formatted, I'm going to get it formatted for ebook and for paper, and I'll put them both out at the same time. I'll hold the ebook back until I've got the galley proof of the paperback so I can check the galley, and then I'll make all the changes all at once, and then publish them both all at once. And I want to get that done before I go to Balticon, which is coming up in about 4 weeks, 5 weeks. 4 weeks. End of the month, end of May. So cool beans, cool beans. Quite excited. Does it sound like I'm quite excited? I'm quite excited. Oh, yes, and I did need to walk. My back is killing me. It is loosening up a little bit. I'm feeling it in my knees. I don't care because, yes, my back is beginning to, some of the spasms in my back are beginning to go away. This is why I have to walk. I can treat them with drugs, but it's much easier on my system if I treat them with exercise, because I get more than just the back spasms treated when I walk. I get to meet and talk to all of you guys too. So yeah, big fun. Big fun. Holy cow, I don't know there's so much going on. I don't know what to talk about. But this is April, so this is month 4. Month 5 is next month. If I can write, I could get through 4 or 5 of these books if I can. If this keyboard is as much fun as I think it is, I could get through 4 or 5 books. All I have to do is start writing with intent. I'm also thinking about doing a retreat. Doing a Kickstarter. There's a dude ranch. It's one of these new agey co-op living with intent. I don't know what you want to call it. Anyway, it's a organization over in Loveland. It's not too far from here. It's about 30 miles. And they have a residential conference center. So like 8 or 10 people can go and stay in this building. And there's dormitories and living spaces, and there's a kitchen and a living room. So it's like it's like a house, but with like 5 bedrooms. And I met the guy who's in charge of it down at Mile High, and we started talking. And he just made contact with me again. I need to get back in touch with him. Because if I can rent that thing for a week and then do a Kickstarter for 10 people and get them to go along with the idea that if the Kickstarter gets funded, then we'll go. And if it doesn't, then they'll let me cancel the reservation. That could be pretty cool. That could be one of my trips, one of my revitalizations. Because one of the problems that I've got, and I'm going to be pretty blunt about it, was not going to Balticon last year really hurt. It wasn't so much that I didn't get to get a chance to go and meet people. I didn't get to, you know, I had to stay and play with family and do my daughter's graduation and all of that. And that was all good. And that's wonderful. But I didn't get the battery charged. That spring charge of battery, of the mental juice of going and hanging out with like-minded crazies. Mile High is fun, but I don't have the connection there that I do at Balticon. Next January, I'm going to be the guest of honor at Cosine down in Colorado Springs, so that's going to be jazzy. That's going to be so much fun. But I've got to get all the stuff done so that when I go down there, I'm not like, oh yeah, well, I need to do this other stuff. Or, yeah, no, that has to be all taken care of. That has to be lined right up, ready to go. And we'll see how it works out. Oh, that is so cold. The wind I made the turn north, and now I've got the wind right in my face again. I hope this is recording. I'm gonna be peeved if I got it all put back together again and it isn't recording. I tested it earlier and it seemed to be working. But then I took it off and I went and did a couple of other things before I decided to go for my walk. So who knows, who knows, who knows. Oh, it's blowing in my eyeball. Hate that. Now my eyes are watering. I can't see a goddamn thing. Oh, it sucks to be me. Little crab apples. These new crab apples that they just planted. They're just blossoming up nicely. They're holding up really well because they got really good solid stakes on them. Here's the old crab apple. That's still looking pretty good. It's the one that didn't get run over by a car. Some mature crab apples here that look really good. Ah, although gardening people need to get over here and take the suckers off the roots. So my tomato plants stood up yesterday. I haven't been out to see them yet today, but they held up to yesterday's wind and rain. I thought I had really blown it by putting them out on Saturday and then having Sunday be. It was just yesterday. I mean, Sunday be so horrible. It was amazingly bad. It was just incredible. I haven't seen. This is ocean weather with wind and rain and squalls. It was horrible. At 18 and a half on the backside. Well, that's not bad. I'll take it. Enjoyed it. Thank you for coming along with me. Thank you, Tara Lee, for poking me. Keep me honest. Keep me moving. The more I move, the better I feel. And some days I lose track of that. So thanks all. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.